From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Runaway Cash for Clunkers program is ending Monday night. The Obama administration says the popular federal rebate program will end at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on August 24th. It offers car buyers up to $4,500 toward a new vehicle if they trade in a gas-guzzling model. Car dealers can't keep up with demand, and many have criticized part of the arrangement because they aren't yet getting the government money they've been promised to arrange the deals. The National Hurricane Center has put up a hurricane watch for Bermuda. Hurricane Bill is crashing through the Atlantic Ocean about 400 miles south of the island. Forecaster Dave Roberts says Bill's top winds are about 120 miles per hour, but it could get stronger.
It's hard to say at this point, especially now since we've seen a little bit of a significant weakening trend here in the past 6 hours. But the window of opportunity is the next 12 to 24.
The Hurricane Center predicts Bill will plow through the ocean between Bermuda and the east coast of the United States before heading north toward Canada. Election officials in Afghanistan are counting votes from yesterday's presidential and provincial elections. Millions of Afghans cast ballots, but turnout was lower than expected. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
The first solid indication of election results is not expected until late afternoon, local time Saturday. This hasn't stopped President Hamid Karzai's campaign chief from declaring outright victory, avoiding the need for a runoff in October. His prediction may be premature. About 10% of the polling stations across the country were not open because of the security situation. And voter turnout in the south and east of Afghanistan, areas where Karzai draws much of his support, was low. There was a much higher turnout in the north of the country, where Karzai's main rival, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, is popular. The uneven voting pattern is raising questions about the legitimacy of the elections and concerns about the potential for fraud during ballot counting. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Diplomats from North Korea are in South Korea paying respects to the late South Korean leader Kim Dae-jung. Kim, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, died earlier this week. The BBC's John Sudworth reports from Seoul.
The North Korean officials are expected to present a wreath of flowers from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. And although they will return to Pyongyang before the funeral, their two-day trip could present an opportunity for direct talks with the South Korean government. But some observers fear that the rare visit might be used by Pyongyang to give Seoul the cold shoulder. Some commentators have suggested that the South Korean government is being snubbed because of the lack of official contact ahead of the delegation's arrival.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul. Other North Korean diplomats have held meeting this week. North Korea's top nuclear official met his Chinese counterpart in Pyongyang this week, and two North Korean diplomats traveled to New Mexico this past week. They met Governor Bill Richardson there. You're listening to NPR News. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says he was once pressured to raise the national terror alert level. Ridge is releasing a memoir. He says he was once pressured to increase the threat level just ahead of the nation's general election in November 2004. The alert level was not changed at that time, but Ridge says that convinced him to leave the Bush administration. Former Homeland Security Advisor to President Bush, Frances Townsend, contradicts Ridge. She says politics was never part of determining alert levels. A federal judge has limited what South Dakota abortion providers are required to say to patients before performing the procedure. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
4 years ago, the South Dakota legislature passed a law requiring physicians to tell women seeking abortions that they have, quote, an existing relationship with that unborn human being, unquote. Also, that the procedure would increase their own risk of suicide and that the abortion would end the life of a unique human being. Planned Parenthood sued. Now a federal judge has ruled that the suicide claim is untruthful and misleading, and doctors don't have to repeat it. The judge also ruled that South Dakota abortion providers don't have to tell patients that they have a legally protected relationship with an unborn human being, but doctors do have to say to patients that they are ending a life. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
The Islamic holy month of Ramadan begins today at the sighting of the moon. Muslims around the world will refrain from food and other activities during daylight hours. They'll meet to pray and focus on charitable works. Ramadan takes place in the ninth month of the Muslim lunar calendar. It's when the Quran was revealed to the Muslim prophet Muhammad. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.